Isaiah chapter 54. Look at verse number 6. Isaiah chapter, for those of you that are not in the senior adult class, we've been working through the book of Isaiah, almost to the end of it. I'm just pulling some truths out of different spots. Isaiah chapter 54, verse number 6, the Bible says, "For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair collars and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall condemn. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for just the answered prayer this morning. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us to come to your house. Lord, I pray that you just help us this morning as we look at this thought and this concept. And Lord, once again, just nothing new, just a reminder to your people about your mercy and your grace to us. And Lord, I pray that we would just understand a little bit more of your character a little bit better this morning. Just help my words, Lord. Just help me to say what you want me to. Help me glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to draw your attention to verse number 7. And this is basically what we're going to talk about this morning, verse number 7 through 9. The Bible says, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee." Look at verse number 8. "In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment." Now, I don't know about you, but there's times in life that you're going to go through where you're pretty much going to be right here, where you feel like God has forsaken me, okay? And you're going to feel like God's mad at me right now, okay? And honestly, I don't know that that's not true. You say, well, can God get, well, what is one major correlation that God uses to us as his children is exactly that. As a father to a son, as a father to a daughter, okay? So this is a good correlation here. And you think about, and maybe I'm a bad parent, okay? I probably am. I'm probably terrible. But, you know, there's just some things my kids do that really irritate me. I mean, it is. And honestly, for a moment, I get mad. I do. And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be. And that's why sometimes I tell them to go to their room, and they sit in their room for 30 minutes before I come and deal with them. Is because I don't want to discipline them in wrath. But at the same time, you know, I told them 6 times not to do something and they still did it. I'm mad at that point, okay? And I think in some ways that, if you would, God's the same way with us, okay? You do something, the same thing, over and over and over. You know, your kids, most of you in here have kids. Your kids do the same thing over and over and over and over. Sometimes it gets a little irritating. And our flesh wants to, you know, buck up and, you know, discipline. And you can't do that. You can't discipline in your flesh and in the wrath. You got to wait and you got to have a cool head about you. But I think sometimes we don't associate that with God. God's just, we have this, you know, flowery image of God. Well, God is also a just God. And God is a God that will execute judgment. And, you know, we don't want the, you know, we want the good parts of you know, sowing and reaping, but when we sow bad, what does that mean? You got to reap bad. You got to reap some judgment. And I think sometimes we don't see that in God, but that's very true. But I want to also show you the last parts of these verses, because the Bible says, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee. For a small moment have I forsaken thee." But then look at the rest of it. "But with great mercies will I gather thee." But with great mercies will I gather thee. And you know, I just want to exalt the Lord this morning. As far as you know, the mercy of the Lord is amazing. You know, have I got upset with my kids before? Absolutely. Has my parents got upset with me before? Absolutely. And you know what? But at the same time, it doesn't last real long, honestly. It's not like I hold it, you know, I'm mad at my kids all day. I honestly, you know, after I get done disciplining my children and, you know, they're bawling and you can tell that it did not feel good to be disciplined, you know what? My heart goes back out to them. My heart just says, hey, you know, they're bawling. Hey, come here. You know Daddy loves you. You know what? I think that's the way God is. God doesn't want to discipline us. But because of our actions and because He is a just God and He is a true God, God must discipline us. But you know what the Bible says? But thy mercies are great. I've forsaken you for a little time. But come here. I want to show mercy on you. My daughter did something the other day, Emily. And I had, you know, you kind of get in your mind, I don't know. I kind of get in my mind how many swats they're going to get when I give them a spanking. Okay? And it was something. There again, I was probably in the flesh. I was like, man, bless God, we're going to fix this in this one time. So, you know, I had this, you know, real big number here, you know. I got like halfway through. And, she already had pretty much broken her heart when she knew she was going to get a spanking. But you got to go through and carry it out. And I was halfway through it. And I was like, man, I can't finish this. I mean, it was, and I'm not saying it wasn't, you know, it wasn't no two swats and I stopped at one. I mean, it was, I was giving, it was something pretty serious. But halfway through it, I was like, you know. So I didn't go halfway. I went a couple more and I thought, okay, I'm done. You know what that is? That's mercy. Because she honestly, in my mind, she probably deserved every bit of that. But mercy is not getting what you do deserve. You know, I think God sometimes does that too. Remember the story of David? I think it was when David numbered the people. And God said, I'm going to send, I think God's, he gave David some choices. And David's like, well, God, send a pestilence because I know what? That your mercy's great. And so God sent a pestilence and people started dying all over the place. And David cried unto the Lord. And the Lord stopped, the Bible says the Lord stopped the pestilence before it really should have been stopped. You know what that is? That's mercy. And if you look at your life, there's a lot of other things that can happen in your life that God does not allow to happen. And you know what that is? That's mercy. That's God. Yeah, God may forsake you for a moment, but He's always there for you. He's always there for you. Verse number 8, "In a little wrath I hid my face from thee, for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer." You know, in a little wrath I hid my face. Everybody's heard this, you know, illustrations. You know, you go to the store and your kid keeps wandering off. So, you know, as a good parent, you hide. And then your child is frantically searching for you. Well, you know, at some point it's kind of funny. They're kind of getting what they deserved. You know, they're crying, they're bawling, they can't find their mother. But then at some point, it's like, okay, here I am. Here, I'm right here. You know what that is? You know, that same way it is with God. And God sometimes wants us to want Him more, so He hides His face from us for a little while. And then we're given the illustration of Noah and the waters, the flood, and everybody's familiar with that story. You know what that was? That promise that God gave him, hey, yeah, I hid my face for a while, but here I am again. God's mercy was still great. It reminds me, let's go to Matthew chapter 23. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. Matthew chapter 23. Verse number 37. Bible says, O Jerusalem, this is Jesus talking, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. You know what God said? Hey, I'm here, I'm waiting for you. Even though you've killed the prophets and you've stoned those people and you've mistreated my children, you can still come back to me. And God's mercy, that's just an example of God's mercy. Bible says, Luke chapter 6, verse 36, be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. You know, and if God can do that, now listen, if God can do that to us and be merciful, don't you think we ought to be also merciful to other people? One another, the young people that grow up here, hey, you know, they're going to screw up. I screwed up. I've screwed up before. But you know what? People didn't hold it over my head my whole life, okay? Don't hold it over their head. They're going to mess up. They're going to do things that you don't agree with. But don't hold it over their head their whole life, all right? My dad, my mom and dad probably don't remember most of the times I got spanked. You know? It's in the past. They've been merciful to me. They were angry for a little while. But that relationship was restored again. So be that way to other people. You know, God's mercy is abundant. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Where can you obtain mercy? Brother Chad, I'm going through one of those times right now where it just seems like God's not happy with me. Well, let me challenge you to do this. Ask yourself, why is God not happy with you? Why? Well, it's probably this. If you're honest, there's something. Well, it's probably this. Well, how can I get mercy? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And we'll be done. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You need something from God today? You need something from God this week? The Bible tells you right here where you can go. You know, the high priest, he had to go into the mercy seat for the people. But because Jesus Christ did that for us, Jesus Christ is our high priest, we can go directly to the throne of grace. So you say, Brother Chad, I'm going through some times right now that it doesn't feel like God's favor is showing on me. It doesn't feel like I've got the good graces of God right now. Let me remind you this morning, we'll be done. God's just around the corner. And to get mercy, go to the throne of mercy. Go to the mercy seat. Get on your knees and ask God. Okay? Show some repentance in your, you know, when my kids, when they show some repentance, I'm glad to extend mercy and grace. You know, if they would buck up, and so far, honestly, by the grace of God, and they're fairly young still, they've really not bucked up against much. You know, it's still, they've got a tender heart, and I'm thankful for that, and God's given them that. I don't take that for granted. But if they buck up against something, you know what? My favor is still not shown upon them until there's that repentance, until there's that mercy, or until there's that turning away from what they're doing wrong. Okay? But remember that. Remember that God's always just around the corner, and His wrath may be there right now, but it's there for just a short time. And where do you find mercy? Find it at the throne of grace. So go to God. If you're having trouble, go to God. He wants to help you.